Rory, eventful night as we thought it might be. If we start with maybe the events towards the end of the game, the warning of the penalty, the red card, what was your take on all that?
I've zero complaints about him being onside because I've watched it back. He is onside, but Shane hasn't fouled him. Graham Burke has slowed him down. I would say when a player, there was minimal contact. He's used all his experience, won his team a penalty and put it away. And I think you've got to be strong there and know exactly what the player's doing. And it's not me being bitter, it's not me being... I just think when I look at the incident in isolation, I genuinely don't think it's a penalty.
Other than that, do you think you would be now celebrating a victory?
I do. I think we, in relation to the game, I thought first 45 minutes, bar one or two moments, we were the dominant team, played the game in their half, went after them the way we wanted to go after them, created opportunities, getting loads of crosses under the box, putting them under pressure, loads of set plays. First 15 minutes of the second half, they were the better team. They got a stranglehold in the game, but we recovered from that, got a stranglehold again and got our noses in front. And I thought we were quite comfortable up until the moment where he awards a penalty. And as I said, I don't think it's a penalty.
Chances come and go in games, but you had a big opportunity to go 2-0 up shortly after going in front. Those big moments in these games, Adam O'Reilly's chance?
Aye, to be fair to Adam, he's been absolutely exceptional. Really, really exceptional in the game, and he has been for a period of time. He's been a great signing for the club, so I'm not going to I don't know how many yards he makes up to get himself in that position, but it's moments and games. And I felt if you look at chances created over the course of the game, we had the more chances, and I felt deserved 3 points.
How are the players feeling in there? Because it was such a gut-wrencher, wasn't it, to concede like that at the end?
It's gut-wrenching, but we've been down this road before. We've dealt with adversity before, and I think for us to have any opportunity now to win it, I think we need to win all six games and hope for favours elsewhere. But listen, we focus on Sligo next week and try and win the game and then move on to the next one. But the players, I think their effort and commitment over the last few months has been there for all to see. And one thing I can guarantee is that, and it's very, very evident that we're going in the right direction. As a club, as a team, we're going in the right direction. And I can only see us going one way.